From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Journalists in Saudi Arabia appear to be enjoying greater freedom than at any time in the history of the kingdom. Articles advocating political reform, women's rights, and criticizing the religious establishment have become common in daily newspapers. Censorship and self-censorship still exist, but writers keep pushing the limits. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Riyadh, the Saudi capital.
Fawzia al-Bakr has been writing newspaper columns for the Saudi daily Al-Watan for many years. She says more freedom of the press has come with a general change in the political mood in the country.
What we have now, we wouldn't even dream of just a few years ago.
Suleiman al-Katlan agrees. He says he is writing things now he simply would not have been able to get into his newspaper 2 years ago. He also writes for Al-Watan.
Sometimes when you write a column, you have that fear it might be rejected because of whatever censorship the editor might fear. Sometimes you write some articles only to test the freedom of the press we hope to have.
That's exactly what Al-Katlan did in December when he submitted a column which he called Religion as Saudi McCarthyism. He was not at all sure his editor would run this one, he says.
The basic idea is that we have some fundamentalists, some extremists, who have been using religion as a tool to stop any social change. So whenever we recommend or we introduce a new idea to the society, somebody would come up with a statement saying, this is an Islamic country, we have the holy city of Mecca, and we cannot change.
But Al-Watan printed the article without any hesitation. It was then reprinted in an English-language daily here, the Saudi Gazette, and it was noticed in articles in The Guardian in London and Le Monde in Paris. Among other points, Al-Katlan wrote these very pointed words. How did our outlook towards women become imprisoned in the ignorance of a handful of proto-Islamists? There were some hostile email responses, but Al-Katlan says there was no response from the government. Not all Saudi journalists are as optimistic as Al-Katlan and Al-Bakr. Daoud Shiryan was a longtime columnist for Al Hayat, a Saudi-owned newspaper published in London. 9 months ago, Shiryan was told he couldn't write anymore, no explanations given by his editors or the government here. Shiryan, who did not want to talk on tape, says there's no press freedom in Saudi Arabia when compared to other Arab states. There is no freedom if it is selective, he says, if it can be granted one day and withdrawn the next. Fawzia al-Bakr does not disagree entirely with Daoud Shiryan. You do have to choose your words carefully, she says. But right now she believes her columns will not encounter the resistance they used to.
Nowadays it's probably, I assume it will go. Definitely before I always worried if it's going to accept it. It does not mean that everything you write it will go. No. I mean some of the articles are stopped and it's not published because maybe it's just a little bit too much or something. But mostly it goes okay.
Censorship does exist and at times it is obvious and clumsy. Sometimes someone at the Ministry of Information sees something in the foreign press deemed unacceptable in Saudi Arabia, and the page is simply ripped out of the newspaper. Recently, two issues of the International Herald Tribune on sale here were censored in this fashion. But the change in Saudi journalism has certainly been noticed by readers. Mohsen Alawaji is a moderate Islamist who advocates broad reforms. He believes the press is far freer than it was in the past.
Nobody was allowed to complain. Nobody was allowed not to thank the government. Nowadays, we have been allowed, not by the government, but by the international atmosphere, to talk and to sit down with the journalists and to talk to them without any punishment.
The changing international atmosphere is an important factor. The media throughout the Arab world is in ferment. Satellite television brings new ideas into the kingdom every day. It is no longer possible for the Saudi government to control the media nor control people's ideas, says Suleiman al-Katlan.
This should be a process to continue. I think this is a basic right for us as writers and intellectuals to discuss all these issues that related immediately to our society.
Another sign, he believes, of the basic changes now taking place in Saudi Arabia. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Riyadh.